And who's my next one? Ah, room 32. Okay. I'll go right in. Do you have the chart? Hello, how are you doing today? And this is slave 458. Okay, let me just pull up his paperwork here. I have it all right here. And it's good to see that you follow the traditions of gagging your slaves in public. I always find it so very distasteful when you see owners just letting them waggle their little tongues free. And shows that you're in for a COVID test for your little pet, huh? I'm just going to take out your slave's gag really quick, just so I can get a couple of answers to some questions. Understand, slave, you are only to speak when spoken to. You do know there will be consequences if you do otherwise. And proper protocol in this situation is to answer with yes, Dr. Shibby, when asked questions. Unless, of course, the answer is no. Just reach over and get that. Going to ask you a couple questions. We're looking for yes, no answers. There are some I will ask you to detail a bit further. Have you had any loss of taste or smell? And how long have these symptoms been in place? Okay. Have you been into contact with anybody who has had positive symptoms? Positive COVID test? Okay. And how long ago was that? Now, in the last few weeks, which places have your mistress taken you out? Okay. That will be all for the moment. Depending on the results of the test, they've gotten much quicker lately, mind you. We can go further. Now, for humans, of course, we use a nostril test, but slaves just really aren't people, now are they? Otherwise, you wouldn't be coming to me. So, I'm afraid that we're going to need to take this test anally. There we go. I do so love putting my gloves on. I feel so much more official.
Reminds me of the days before I got kicked out of human medicine.
Don't worry, it wasn't because I was incompetent or anything.
No, I was just a little bit too enthusiastic with certain invasive procedures. Free people just wouldn't stand for how deep I like to go with my patients.
But, slaves. Oh, what am I whispering to them? I'm just instructing them how the procedure will work. This might take a little bit. If you'd like, you can step outside. There's some magazines. They will be fine right here. I will let you know when we're done. Yeah. No, where was I?
Oh, yes. Well, now I have you completely to myself. So you're going to be a good little pet for me, aren't you? Well, puppy. First thing I'm going to need you to do is to turn around and bend over.
She was instructed to bring you in disposable clothing. So let's just... cut through. Well, isn't that nice? It's a very nice bum. I'm sorry, was my finger cold? Oh, no, just dry, huh? Let me grab some lube. This is, this is going to be your, testing implement. I know, it looks a little bit like a dildo, doesn't it? That's kind of because it is, you know, modeled after one. You see, we wouldn't want to freak little pets out. So, I try to give them what they're accustomed to. And you, being the dirty little slut you are, I know you're probably accustomed to getting it up the ass quite a bit. I mean, with an ass like yours, who could resist? Now, there is a thermometer as well as a collector in the shaft, but
we're going to have to shove it in really deep to make sure we get a clean sample.
So, just relax a minute. I'm going to place a protective layer over top of it. I'm going to need you to bend over. That's right. Just relax. And we're just gonna start with the finger. And I'm just going to tease around your little hole.
It's okay if you get a bit excited. That's perfectly normal. Just a little more, and my finger's gone right in. It wasn't hard at all, was it? No. Just going to slide in a second finger. And I'm just going to fuck your ass with my fingers a little bit. And I know you can take it. Take it as I end in the third. We just tease around a little bit, play around a little bit. It's a good slutty little hole you have. You know, unfortunately my fingers can't do the testing all by themselves and they certainly don't go deep enough, so I'm just going to need you to relax. I'm withdrawing my fingers and I'm going to shove in something a little bit bigger. Just relax. Take a deep breath in. And that is an exquisite sound you just made there. Oh, sorry. Did I go a little too deep, a little too fast? But I need to cut a little bit more. Just I'll shove it back and forth real nice for you. Is fucking you necessary? 1 second. I'm going to need to take off one of my gloves for this. And just place that right there. Actually, I think this might be a both gloves come off situation. Because you see, the problem we have here is I didn't ask you for any sort of answer. You, slut, speak when spoken to. And you can rest assured that I will be telling your mistress of this so that she can beat you when you get home. Now, shut your face and relax your ass. Are we clear? Good. Oh my, I'm gonna need some new gloves. Where did they go? Discipline is very important. You must be a rather new one, eh? Otherwise, you wouldn't have been broken in more and known better. Oh. Don't rob yourself so hard. It's only going to sting for a little bit. Since you can't seem to keep that mouth of yours properly shut, I guess I understand why your mistress had you come in gagged. Oh. Where was I? We hadn't quite gotten the probe quite deep enough. Now relax. Shh. It's okay. It's okay. Just... Yeah. That's right. Take it. Take it, you good little... Take it. Oh, sorry, I got a little bit excited there. A little carried away. Yes, that does seem to have gotten the sample we need in the readings. You did great. Don't worry, the nurse at the front desk will give you a lollipop when you come out. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll be in my office. Put the gloves in the trash with your mouth, slut. and lick up any messes that might have been left on the floor. When your mistress comes in here in about 5 minutes, the room better be spotless, because otherwise I'll have to charge her a cleaning fee, and she'll probably take that out on your ass.